are listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference. Right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Are you one of those people who always smells so, so, so good? It's like, whoa, how do you know how to keep it so fresh all day long? Like, let's talk about it. I have a colleague. And on Friday, it was Friday. And I was leaving the office, and then there was this, scent. And I say to my lady colleague, when I'm hamunadile, she's like, I seen na ki in that day all. No ways. Not no ways, because he can't smell good. I was just like, it's not you. Brothers, yo, Mukai smells good. Aribona, all day, every day, vele. He, every single day, from 8 in the morning to chaser time, that guy smells like that. It doesn't die down. And Ari, he doesn't put too much. So she happened to have had a conversation with him. I don't know. I won't tell you which product it is. When I just go, take your time, look. Ne? Take your time and smell, because we don't all like the same kind of scent. You'll find your bit. You don't have to always spend thousands of rands. No, he smells good. So, are you one of those people who has clocked it in terms of that secret component of smelling good? Have you found what actually works for you? Do you wear expensive perfume or cologne? Because some people say you don't need necessarily that for you to smell, you know. Pashash, you don't need that all the time. No. It's about knowing your pressure points very well, you know. What about those people with very sensitive skin? Oh, yeah, I know. Because you will be like, I want to smell nice. And you buy all these things to try out, you know. And then you get these skin reactions. And it's like, what do you do? You only go onto the clothes. I'm at the point where it's only the clothes now. Because, yeah, no, my skin is too sensitive. I can't. I haven't had a baby in my presence in a very long time. It's so sad, but it's fine. But anyway, so babies, when looked after well, can smell so amazing. No, when you look after the babies, they smell good. And I don't know if it's the combination of baby wipes and baby oil and those baby Vaselines and baby powder. Baby powder. That thing right there. I know. Nah. Those companies, they clocked it, hey? But for me, babies have the most beautiful scent. How umutlapile skuno ale fresh umutlokometse? Like when you look up to your child, I know they smell nice. And I don't know if it's just because they hang out with mama over here and mama smells good, therefore, you know, but mama probably smells milky too. I don't know. But like the babies smell nice. I'm saying, ladies, I'm not trying to attack. No, I'm not trying to attack. My fear sometimes is what the products have inside. That's my fear. I'm not going to lie, you know. It's very easy to get irritation from these products after some time, if not immediately. And the perfumes, the deodorants, the roll-ons, the body mist sprays, and. Also, with some of the content that I have heard influencers sharing, I can't believe how many products people actually really use, you know, and how many religious steps they follow to look and smell so good every single day. Like, it's a lot. It really is a lot. I don't know, like, do people in suits and corporate wear ever live with their normal body smell? I'm wondering, because, you know, people use a lot of things. I don't know if you guys have seen, even like with the skin products, the facial stuff. So people are moving away from makeup. Some people are moving away from makeup. They've got very beautiful skin. Yeah, Patsy might shines. But when you look at what they do to get it like that, they use a lot of products, you know. It's not like, no, wash up green bar soap and then You're good. Don't put anything on or sharp. No, they actually use a lot of things, and their skin underneath shame is very beautiful. Very, very, very beautiful. God knows that the day that I have good skin will be the day I would have officially made it in life. At the moment, we are not yet there. But yeah, anyway, those many steps and products, I understand, need you to be meticulous about how to apply them for the best effects. And those people who know how to use the natural oils, like essential oils and stuff, hey man, shout out. I think many people would want to know how to make use of those natural, earthy smells on themselves, because why must you smell good by yourself? And if you figure it out, maybe we'll find ourselves on something called business sense, selling our product, advertising our product. Why not?
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.